Our text this morning is Psalm 46, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its turmoil. There is a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He ushers his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shields of fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Will you pray with me and for me? Oh God, open your word to us this day and remove any obstacles from our hearing and from our receiving. Amen. Everywhere you look, everywhere you listen, it is already Christmas. And it has been for some time. There is hardly a store that you can enter or a street corner that is not festooned with all of the Christmas finery. You can't go anywhere without hearing Christmas music playing on the speakers, whether it be in the store, the elevator, the restaurant, your car, at home, my office. It's that time of year. And really, this all began even before fall even settled in, didn't it? We were already seeing signs of Christmas. I confess, when I was a child, in the days of vinyl, listening to vinyl, I played Christmas music all year long. It was my favorite music. And so Glenn Miller, his sing-along album, got worn out. Because I would play Glenn Miller's sing-along. Not Glenn Miller. Who was it that you sang along to? Mitch Miller, thank you. I knew it was Miller, but Mitch Miller, yes. And so I played his album all year long and some others. And just sang Christmas music all year long when I was a child. But if you're listening to Christmas music, there's a wide variety of Christmas music these days. I am not a Mariah Carey Christmas music fan. I hate to tell you that. But one of the songs you may hear, depending on which era of Christmas music you were listening to, is the Andy Williams classic. You remember that Andy Williams classic? Now, my mom and dad enjoyed listening to Andy Williams, and we watched all of the Christmas variety shows that used to be on. And there used to be a lot of Christmas variety shows. And Andy Williams was one of those. There's only two of his songs that I remember. One of those was Born Free, which I called Corn Free. And so at 5 years old, I would sing at the top of my lungs, Corn Free, because that's what I thought he was saying. And then I thought the idea of free corn was pretty cool because I like corn. The other one was, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Talking about how wonderful the season is, all the wonderful things that we do, the things that we enjoy, and it just was a cheerful song to be listened to and to sing as well. But you know, I got to thinking about that the other day as I was thinking about how hurried and frenzied we are this time of year. And I thought, you know, it really should go like this. It's the most busiest time of the year. And I know that's not grammatically correct. With recitals and concerts and hunting the tree skirt, it has to be here. It's the most busiest time of the year. It's the craziest season of all. I get lost in the baking, the wrapping, parading, and decking the halls. It's the craziest season of all. There are card lists and gift lists and event lists and food lists and lists for dear Santa Claus. There are parties and caroling and presents for mailing and 10,000 trips to the mall. It's the most busiest time of the year. With the calendar growing, the coming, the going. Oh, please, can I just stay right here? It's the most busiest time of the year. Right? Isn't that what it's like anymore at Christmas time? As if our lives were not hurried enough, the pace at which we move and function leading up to Christmas Day has sped up over the years. You feel it. With the retail market, of course, pushing most of that, even before the end of fall. I told some folks a couple of weeks ago that if it were up to most of us, Jesus wouldn't be found in a manger, but in a NICU, because he would have been born 2 months early, since we just jumped straight to Christmas from Halloween. Why the rush? Why the hurry? Why do we add this stress to our lives during a season that is meant to bring peace? Is it because we're worried that if we don't buy enough presents that someone's going to be hurt? My mom was one of those that always kind of made sure that she balanced out how much she spent on each of us kids. Didn't necessarily matter if there were more for one under the tree or more for the other, but she wanted to make sure she spent about the most. Or is it that we're afraid that if we don't go to this party, we're going to disappoint someone? If we don't bake that cake, someone's going to be upset because that's their favorite cake? What are the reasons that stress you at Christmas? In a collection of reflections for Advent entitled Lean Toward the Light This Advent and Christmas, one of the contributors, Reverend Jenny Kendall, suggests a reason we may not have considered in her reflection. Being still amid the Christmas rush, she writes, "This time of year for many of us is a restless overactivity. Some are necessary, but perhaps it is a good moment to pause and consider, might something other than necessity be driving it? Are we searching for some perfect Christmas, which exists only in fiction and not in the reality of our lives? Are we afraid to lose the love from people around us if we do not get it right? What makes it so difficult to simply pause, regroup, and take a moment to be still and silent? Are we searching for some perfect Christmas, which exists only in fiction? In all of those movies that we love to watch and the stories that we love to read and to tell? Are we afraid to lose the love of people around us if we don't get Christmas right this year? And what is the right Christmas? Is the reason for the madness we put ourselves through this time of year due to our feelings of responsibility for creating the perfect Christmas for our families, our friends, ourselves? It is into this chaos, that we hear God speak this morning. Be still and know that I am God. Though we might think that everyone's Christmas satisfaction is dependent upon us, it really isn't. You can breathe a sigh of relief because it really is not dependent on you. And today's text, which is not typically seen as an Advent passage, reinforces that. The psalm begins with an affirmation that God and God alone is the source of strength for the Israelites, both in the cosmic world and in the political world. And because of God's help, the people need not fear. Because of God's presence and work on behalf of God's people, chaos turns to peace. Though the waters roar and foam, a river brings joy to Zion. Though nations attack, they will fall. God's stilling voice thunders. God's word is spoken into this cosmic and political uproar and restores order. He causes wars to cease. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. God has done this. God has done this. And God is wanting the people to realize that it is God who brings about this peace and order, not them. And God says, "Be still and know that I am God. I am the one who is able to restore order. I am the one who is able to bring peace. Be still and know that it is not we who do these things, but it is God. And yes, often through us, God works, but it is just that, that is God who is doing the work. God is the one who brings the peace." And so into our Advent, God says, slow down. Slow down. Into our most busiest and craziest time of the year, God speaks, peace, be still, and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. You see, friends, no matter how decked our halls, no matter how many gifts we have under the tree, no matter how many parties we host or attend, no matter how many parades we line the street to watch, no matter how loudly we play our Christmas music, even if it is Mariah Carey, we cannot make Christmas for everyone because God has already done that. God has already made Christmas. And he did that a long time ago in an incarnational event in which God broke into our human existence and tabernacled with us in the form of an infant who grew to teach us the ways of God, the ways of love. This season of Advent calls us to slow down, to practice stillness, so that we realize that the work of Christmas has already been done. And if we don't still ourselves, then in our hurriedness, our frenzy, we miss that work. All of the trappings will not make our Christmas today any better than that very first Christmas in Bethlehem. Nothing we do will ever surpass that night. So be still. Be still this Advent and know that God is God. Find moments in this Advent to still yourselves. Macrina Whitaker writes in the book our centering prayer group is currently reading, Seven Sacred Pauses, "The mystical possibilities of every moment are revealed to us in our intentional pauses. There are, of course, those times when we are startled into pausing because grace takes hold of us in an unexpectedly profound manner. But suddenly, and we suddenly see the aura, the holy light exude from all things. More often, though, we need to practice living in such a way that our pauses become treasured anointings in the midst of our work or in the midst of our Christmas frenzy. If we practice living mindfully, we slowly begin to see the holiness of so many things that remain hidden when we choose to rush through the hours. striking tasks from the list we must accomplish before the day's end. It will be a happy moment when we remember to add the wise act of pausing to our to-do list. If we practice living mindfully, we slowly begin to see the holiness of so many things that remain hidden when we rush through the hours. And when we rush through this season and rush to the manger that is not filled yet, then we miss so much. We miss those places where God meets us every day. Because rather than looking for God, we're pulling our hair out. We're exhausted. We're tired. Be still. Be still this Advent and know that God is God. How do we do that? Be intentional about an Advent devotional. And I would encourage you to maybe add an Advent wreath to that, or at least light a candle each time, as we do on Sunday mornings. But be intentional about that Advent devotional, and there are a number of them available. Set a time on your watch or your phone to remind you to pause. You can set it to vibrate. But just as a reminder, to stop for a moment. It doesn't matter where you are. Just don't stop in the middle of the road, please. But you can stop the running of your mind. But something to remind you to stop and to pause. Put a rock in your pocket. Or something that would be abnormal in your pocket as a reminder. So when you reach in your pocket, it tells you to, oh, I need to stop and be still. Turn off the TV. Turn off the music and sit in silence with God. Say no. Say no. You don't have to attend every party, every dinner, every parade, every concert, every function that is happening this year. And you don't have to host if you don't want to. Say no. Pare down your Christmas routine. You can do that by simplifying your decorations. Do you really need to put the Christmas vacation decorations on your house? Or is a simple tree or even just candles and a manger scene sufficient? Less gifts. Give less gifts this year. Or better yet, give no gifts. And then take what you would spend on gifts and give to a mission or ministry. Finger foods instead of a full meal. A whole lot easier and just as enjoyable. And then everybody takes their leftovers home. There are many ways that you can practice the pause in Christmas and Advent. So let the stillness help you enjoy this journey of Advent. So that when you arrive at the manger, you are refreshed and ready to receive the Christ who has come to us all. Let us pray. Oh God, I know we sound like a broken record because we address this hurriedness of the season every year. You would think we would have learned something by now. But just like your people of old, we haven't. And we still need you to speak stillness into us. Lord, we are grateful for this Advent journey. That in this journey, you do meet us in places if we are still enough to see you, to hear you. We appreciate this journey that prepares us to receive your gift of the infant as we let go of those things that hinder us from bowing before the manger. We are grateful for this season that slows us down so that we can take care of our own minds and bodies and spirits. Lord, speak your stillness into us this day. And let us cultivate stillness in this season. It is in your name we pray. Amen.